So the Rebbe comes and explains, what's taka the difference? What is taka the difference between the way Hashem does it when He takes Goyim out of Golos and when David should take Yidden out of Golos? So the Rebbe's Masber, according to what it says in Chassidus Bechlal, when you get to the difference between Hashgacha Pratis by Yidden and Hashgacha Pratis by Goyim. It's Mavur, Bekamim, Mekayimis, everybody knows, the Chiddush of Al Shem Tiv, that Hashgacha Pratis is not only on Yidden, it's not only on Mina Medaber, but it's on Deimim, Tzemeah, Chai as well. So that concept of Hashgacha Pratis applies to every single aspect of existence. But still, there's a Chiddush in the Hashgacha Pratis, Benegeya to Yidden, over the Hashgacha Pratis that there is Benegeya to Goyim. What's the difference? The difference is that by Goyim, the Hashgacha Pratis of the Eibishter goes through Levushei HaTeva. The Levushei HaTeva are Milam and Master, conceal and limit the source of where the Hashgacha Pratis comes from. So it's Taka Hashgacha Pratis, but it goes through Teva. Yidden, the Hashgacha Pratis of the Eibishter, does not go through the Levushei HaTeva. Which includes, by the way, even Bizman HaGolos. Even Bizman HaGolos, when there is a Helen Vahester, but the Helen Vahester that there is over the Hashgacha Pratis on Yidden, Bizman HaGolos, is not compared to the fact that by Goyim there's a Helen Vahester over Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis. By Goyim there's Taka, a Levush of Teva, which limits, controls, and confines this Kayach of Hashgacha Pratis. It's a Tzimtzum. By Yidden, it's a Levush Chitzoni. Even with Zman HaGolos, it's Be'etzem, the Eivishter himself, that's Mashgiach directly in every single Yidden. Adarab, in a way, in the Zman HaGolos, even more in the Zman HaGolos, because the Zman HaGolos is the famous Lashon of the Medrash that Yidden are compared to a Kifsa Achas Ben Shivim Zevim, a lamb amongst 70 wolves. So you need even more Hashgacha Pratis that the Eivishter should protect Yidden from all the nations that are surrounding them. But nevertheless, the fact is that in the time of Golos, the Hashgacha Pratis of Hashem is concealed. Not the same the way it is by Goyim, but it's still concealed. Comes the time of the Gula, what Rashi is emphasizing over here. Oiches biyodov mamish. What's the meaning of this Lashon, oiches biyodov mamish? It's all mishalim. What's this mashal of oiches biyodov mamish coming to say? Just like when someone physically grabs you with his hands, grabs you by your shirt and grabs your back, you feel it, he's grabbing you, someone's pulling me. The point here is that La'asad Lovei, the Eibishter will take Yidden out of Golos. Each Yid will feel Mamish Begashmias, the Hashgacha Pratis, by from Goli without a Helen Vahester, that the Eibishter is personally schlepping him out of Golos. It won't come through Levush Yateva, for sure not, because by Yidden there's always Hashgacha Pratis without Levush Yateva. Not only that, it won't be any Helen Vahester. Just like when someone physically grabs you, you feel it, that someone's grabbing you. When the Eibishter will take Yidden out of Golos, every individual Yid will physically feel that the Eibishter is reaching to him directly and schlepping him out of Golos. That's the Chiddush over here. And that you don't find by Goyim. Itaka says by Goyim the Lashon Vishafti, but not this Lashon of Atam to look to Lechadachad Nei Yisrael. That's something that's unique, Dafke Benegeya to Yidden.